The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and to one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know if I captured the melodic tone of Jesus's command here, of Jesus' commands. I think we can read this, and when we read it by ourselves, we might feel like a cloud of darkness coming over us. That is, if we're paying attention to what Jesus is saying, right? Because we can look at this list, and it is an amazing list. Now, this is what Christian life is all about. So if you want to know what Christian life is all about, read this list and try to live this way. Look at this list. Do good to those who hate you. Okay. Let's stop. Let's pause for a minute. Because as Jesus reads this list off, because in order to get through it, I have to give it some pace. You do not have to engage it with much depth. Love your enemies. It's good, right? That's a great rhetorical technique. Love your enemies. Think of the worst person in the world. What's the best thing you can do for them? Do it. That's a big challenge. Lend without expecting repayment. This is a question, right? What is Jesus digging at here? Because he's hitting some really difficult points for us. And the question remains, the question that I sent out yesterday in my email, which you should be getting. Check with me if you're not. Is your life ultimately about God, or is your life ultimately about you? And this is why Jesus says, sinners do this. Sinners love people who love them. Sinners give to people from whom they expect repayment. And what does it mean? What does it mean, sinners? It's a good question. We're all sinners. And each and every one of us, by virtue of the fact that we are conceived in original sin, has a strong bent toward selfishness, and I'll say this as well, self-preservation. So I know that there are some of us who won't be able to deal with the fact that we're selfish. I mean, I own that for myself. And you should own it for yourself. But if you don't own it for yourself, then let's just take that biological reality, right, of self-preservation. We all want to preserve ourselves. We all want to be secure. We need security. We all pursue our own happiness. But at what cost? At what cost? Because all these things, we can pursue a great many things. Money, power, pleasure, and the rest, in order to feel secure about ourselves, but all the while not gain it. And we can be, say, frugal in sharing our resources, not just money, but if you went there immediately, that might be a thing for you, not just money, but your emotional resources and your time. How frugal are you with your time and your emotional resources? And why are you? Right, usually some sense again of being a little bit selfish. Well, this is for me. My time is mine. It's for my enjoyment. And if that's where we are, and that's where we, I think, we spend a lot of our time, if that's where we are, we're simply not enjoying the great blessing of God. We're not enjoying the freedom of living not for ourselves, but for God. Because living for ourselves is a slavery. We're enslaved to our own desires, even our own dreams, when God has something much greater in store for us, if we but give him everything we've got. My friends, it's not just that it's difficult to love our enemies or pray for those who persecute us. It's that it's impossible. It's impossible. What makes it possible for us is that Jesus has walked this way. And this is what I say, like, I wanted to read this with a certain kind of melodic nature, a certain lightheartedness, because that's what we see in Jesus. That's the God we see enfleshed in Jesus, is a perfectly lighthearted human being. He doesn't have one care in the world, Jesus, because he's entrusted his entire existence to God his Father. And he's free then to go out and give himself recklessly away for the good of the people that he encounters. Who was it who turned the other cheek when his face was struck? Who was it who gave up his tunic when his cloak was taken? Who was it who prayed for the people who persecuted him? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And because Jesus has embodied this merciful love of God all the way to the end and beyond, he has made his love available to us now, a love that is stronger than death. You know, sometimes it's when we're concerned about, like, whether or not I have what I need, and we're slow to give ourselves recklessly away for the good of others, we should remember that the only sure bet in life is Jesus. The only thing that's ever made it through death and come out the other side is Jesus. Not money, power, whatever. That's all refuse in the end. It's all nothing in the end. Jesus is the sure bet. He not only shows us the way, giving himself recklessly away for the good of those around him, but he enables us to live that way now ourselves, if we but, through him and with him and in him, entrust ourselves to God, our Heavenly Father, and receive his very life, that we may bring his love and his life to the world. Just one maxim. I may have shared it before. I don't know where I heard it even, so I'll say it unattributed, right? Give, okay, and not just money, again, right? Okay, so give until it hurts. And keep giving until it doesn't hurt. Give until it hurts, and keep giving until it doesn't hurt anymore. What's happening? Giving until it hurts is giving to my limits. And giving beyond that pain into pain-free giving is living into God's giving. So we have to give until it hurts, and we have to keep giving until it hurts no longer. One more. Resistance training. Resistance training. There are people in your life who annoy you. Okay, good. I can see that this is true. Okay? I'm looking for feedback. There are people in your life who annoy you. What a great opportunity God is giving to you in them to love beyond the hurt. And there's a reason why that person shows up every time you think you have nothing left to give. Because God's given you a great opportunity to live for him, to live for God, and not for yourself. And we know it takes that person and others besides to draw it out of you, because we wouldn't do it of our own accord. Give until it hurts, and keep giving until it doesn't hurt anymore. Jesus suffers a lot, but it's not the pain of not giving. The cross for Jesus is pure joy, because it's the fullness of gift for us. Let's be givers like Jesus. When we entrust ourselves to him, he makes us able and fit for the task.